Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
There's going to be the NFL draft. I shouldn't say at some point. We know the draft is going to be April 23rd through the 25th. That is for sure. It's going to look a lot different. It's going to feel a little different. But at the end of the day, there will be seven rounds worth of players being taken and then the land rush for undrafted free agents. The Texans' best pick in the draft now is the 40th overall pick, a pick that they got in the trade with the Cardinals for DeAndre Hopkins. So, Seth, when that time comes in day two of the draft, assuming the Texans haven't moved up into the first round, when the 40th overall selection is on the clock, I know a lot of Texan fans are basically going to be viewing this player as essentially the replacement for DeAndre Hopkins. Is there a name that you can think of that when the commissioner, whoever does it in round two, steps up to the podium and says, with the 40th pick, the Texans select ... that the average fan will look at it and go, okay, I'm going to take a step back and I'm going to see how this goes with this particular player. Is there a player who could calm Texan fans down a little bit?
I think given a few of the similarities with one specific player and the fact that he might fall out of the first round where once people thought he would be a late first round pick or even a mid first round pick, I think T. Higgins, the wide receiver out of Clemson, might be the guy that people start lusting after. If T. Higgins is still on the board after day one, I think the biggest thing is that people are going to say, oh, wow, he competes for the ball and he's from Clemson. There's your obvious and identical replacement for DeAndre Hopkins. And I think that's where people have to be careful and recognize just how great a receiver DeAndre Hopkins is and that you were lucky to get him late in the first round like you did.
Yeah.
But B, that he's not a lot. He's not a carbon copy of DeAndre Hopkins just because he's competitive and he's from Clemson and he's scrappy and he has great body awareness and all that. There are a lot of dissimilarities too. So it's not as simple as, yeah, hey, the Texans must just be planning on T. Higgins falling down the board and that's how they'll replace DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Now, DeAndre Hopkins was, to your point, he was selected 27th. So now he became the best player in that draft. If you redid the 2013 draft, a draft that had no good quarterbacks in it, DeAndre Hopkins might be the number one pick if you were to do a redo of the 2013 draft. So he became a lot more than what the league thought he was going to be. The Texans didn't take him at 27. Who knows? Maybe he would have fallen to 40th. You never know. If T. Higgins is available with the 40th overall pick, then there are obviously reasons why he wasn't taken with the 39 picks before that. And I like T. Higgins a lot. Very, very productive player at Clemson. Over 2,000 yards receiving on, you know, about 120 catches or so over the last couple of years. He's played in a ton of big games, made a ton of big plays. If he falls to 40, what are the reasons why he's falling to 40 from what
well,
you've
I
seen
mean,
of him?
For one, the fact that he chose not to do the combine athletic drills was, for purposes of rest, that was a bad look in a lot of people's minds.
Uh-oh.
For somebody who's not, yeah.
Does he practice?
You can imagine, I don't know. Well, that's what I'm wondering. I wonder what Bill O'Brien would think, where a lot of people are thinking, oh yeah, the Clemson connection. Bill O'Brien loves people from Clemson. We also know that Bill O'Brien probably has really good info on guys from Clemson too, because he has got a good relationship with their coaching staff. So yeah, what exactly is up with T. Higgins where he decides he didn't have enough time to prepare for the combine and that he wanted to take off those drills just for rest's sake? I then figured, okay, because I'll have the my pro day, right? T. T. Higgins might be one of these guys that's really screwed by not having pro days because they're not going to have times on him for stuff that they really want. And there were questions about just how fast T. Higgins is. He's a long strider, so he doesn't look as fast on film as he is in person. And I think just the fact that he took that rest, given that Bill O'Brien apparently had a huge objection with how much DeAndre Hopkins practiced, is that like a deal breaker if T. Higgins is sitting there? And that's, and Sean, that's where it gets really fun, because I think if T. Higgins is there after day one, a lot of Texans fans are going to really want T. Higgins. If T. Higgins is sitting there the 40th pick and the Texans take somebody else, are people going to flip out all anew? I'll be cool with it. Like, I'll figure, all right, well, I'd rather have you take the best available player if you can anyway at that point. But will people flip the hell out if Bill O'Brien doesn't take T. Higgins there?
Okay, this is, and I'm going to point this out many times between now and the draft. This is Bill O'Brien's first draft as a general manager. Like, this is this is where the evaluation stuff, Seth, becomes really, really intriguing. Scary might be an adjective. It's one thing for Bill O'Brien to evaluate existing NFL players. That unto itself has been a bit of a dicey proposition with what he's paid some of these guys, right? Both internally with his existing free agents on the Texans and externally with free agents that he's gotten from other teams. I know it feels like Bill O'Brien's been the general manager of this team forever because it's been kind of a long 7 or 8 months from a personnel standpoint with this team. But Brian Gain was the GM for the draft last year. Brian Gain was the one who has Tytus Howard and Max Sharping on his ticket as pretty good draft picks, I think. This is the first draft that Bill O'Brien is going to be leading. And I'm, of course, really nervous about it. Between evaluating these guys, evaluating guys like T. Higgins or whatever other receivers, and how much his smart, tough, dependable ethos that he's creating factors into this, you know. But also, Seth, watching Bill O'Brien maneuver in the draft, I'm terrified about that. Like, Bill O'Brien with the 40th overall pick and what he might give up to move up to 31 or 32 to get into the first round to get an extra year of control over a young player, that terrifies me. Like, I think it's kind of, I don't think it's that tough to figure out what value should be on contracts for players, even for the average football fan that watches the game. It's like real estate. You just do comps. You know what I mean? Like, okay, well, this guy got that, so this guy should get this. The draft thing and what to give up in terms of draft equity to move around, I could see O'Brien getting fleeced in one of those. I could see a team with the 32nd or 31st overall pick calling up the Texans and saying, hey, look, we know you need a receiver. These guys are not going to be here at 40. You might want to move up now so you don't have to worry about it overnight. I could see them getting Bill O'Brien to overpay and getting him emotionally charged on something like that.
Well, and I could see with Bill O'Brien, what we've seen from his personnel decisions so far is that he, if he were a baseball player, he would not have any problem leading the league in strikeouts as long as he also led the league in home runs, right?
Yes.
And look with modern baseball theory and strategy, hey, that's okay. It was he's not a guy that's sitting there trying to kill you with base hits. He just swings for the fences, and that's what I worry about, is that the trade for DeAndre Hopkins, or the DeAndre Hopkins trade, if you're going to try to rationalize it as like we had to get some draft capital back, but then you use that draft capital to combined with your other second round pick to try to trade up into the back half of the first round to maybe get a guy as good as DeAndre Hopkins, that's when I start to get really nervous. It might happen. I don't know. Yeah. I think that O'Brien understands that the number of draft picks matters. And
yeah,
that's why the Ravens have been so good at just kind of compiling draft picks and then flip them for other stuff. I keep saying this same way I said after Laremy Tunsil trade was okay. Let's see if he has a splurge of extreme aggressiveness for a while, because Brian Gain was so conservative for 2 years. Brian Gain kind of stocked up the reserves for a couple years in terms of money under the cap, draft picks. He was trying to rebuild after trading for Deshaun Watson, after Rick Smith traded for Deshaun Watson. Maybe this is where Bill O'Brien starts to parse out the draft picks a little bit more.
Yeah, or he just uses all the stuff that Brian Gain accumulated on hookers and blow. One or the other. Do you have any other names you drop in there at wide receiver other than T. Higgins that intrigue you?
Laviska Shenault, I think, is somebody that a lot of people I think obviously
Colorado
will
kid,
be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing about him, I think he's got a certain nastiness to his game too. And he's more physical than T. Higgins. I think that's where people make the mistake with T. Higgins comparing him to DeAndre Hopkins, where DeAndre Hopkins is like violent in the short area and he might not get great separation, but he's more physical. He's DeAndre Hopkins is 6'1", 220 or so, and T. Higgins is 220, but he's 6'4". You know, he's much more stretched out, right. So he's not like a DeAndre Hopkins or Anquan Boldin type. I think that some of what they lose in DeAndre Hopkins, maybe Bill O'Brien could see in Laviska Shenault, that combination of strength and speed. But he's got durability concerns too. So in this world where it seems like practicing is paramount in Bill O'Brien's eyes, I wonder if he takes a guy that's been banged up already in college and might not be able to be relied upon, especially as a rookie, to practice in the NFL.
Yeah. Here's where I point out that Will Fuller played in every game at Notre Dame the 3 years he was there. So who the hell knows?
Yeah, who knows?
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.